Drives you mad in the stillness of the Says I'm also really glad that there's a lot of cool men here tonight too, so do not feel that you're being left out. So with that being said, let's get this party started. Thank you.
Fall in love, you will be one of us.
The producer, Jimmy Iovine, came to me and said, who was by this time also my boyfriend, so it was kind of a two-for-one kind of thing, when he said to me, you don't have a single on your record. And I'm like, well, you could have told me this like 2 weeks ago, a month ago maybe, and what exactly is a single? And he said, well, whatever a single is, Stevie, you don't have it. So nice. Such lovely words. So I said, well then, what the you know what are we gonna do? And he goes, well, I have a plan. You know, when you first signed up to do this record, you told the president of Atlantic that you just really wanted to be in Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers band. And I said, yes, I do, because that's what I said. He said, well, the lead Heartbreaker has offered to give you a song that is already recorded and he will sing it with you. And then you will have a single. And so I said, like, hallelujah! Let me hear the song. So I listened to the song, and then I met Tom, and it was like, the rest is really history. Stop dragging my heart around. Thank you, Tom Petty. trying to be strong, waiting for the spring to turn into the fall. Love don't mean what it says at all. Well, my destiny says that I'm destined to fall.
Damn, I was caught.
So just a quick little story about that. It really is quick. This cape that I'm wearing is the original Belladonna cape. It has been photographed probably 100 million times. And in the beginning, when I first bought this from the lady who has been designing my clothes from 1976 until now, this was very expensive, even for me. And I'd already been in the band for, you know, like 5 years. And I told my mom how much it cost, and she's like, oh my God, that's so expensive, I just can't even believe it. CV, I mean, that's like a half payment. And I'm like, no mom, it's not actually. And what it is think about it this way. If I'm like 30, and I'll be playing for another like 30 or 40 years, and then we divide the cost of this, like $4,000 into that, it's not very much every day. It actually turns into a really good deal. And my mom said like, okay, you convinced me. So this is it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this next song is a little song that I never ever thought would really go anywhere, and it ended up being the one song that actually could kick us to the top. So I would just like to dedicate it to all of you, because a long time ago, probably before a lot of you were even born, and maybe a lot of you were definitely already born, but this little song has just existed. And it has existed in my life for every single time I've walked on stage to do any show with anybody since 1975. So tonight, instead of dedicating it to different friends and people that I love, I would just like to dedicate it to you, because I love you for being here and for just for coming to see me play and sing. It means the world. So for you tonight, this is Landslide. Thank you. So this is the only actually kind of a little, just a little bit serious moment of the night, and I did think twice about doing this because this is a big festival, and then I thought, no, I think that you would like to hear it. A couple of months ago, right before the war in Ukraine started, a friend of mine bought me a little painted box from Ukraine, and it was just a present, and I put it in my bedroom, and it just sat there, and I photographed it a bunch of times, and then come to find out that the war in Ukraine started. And so this is the story of this little bit of my life. And so I wrote it down so that I wouldn't mess it up. So I'm going to just read this to you, which I would never usually do, but I'm going to do it this time. So this next song was written 14 years ago. Sadly, I always knew it would be called back into service at some point in my life. Sometimes it's easier to say how you feel in music and pictures. I'll let the song and the video tell the rest of the story. The sunflower painting, which you will see, was a birthday present for me from a lady in Ukraine. Her name is Julia. This is for Julia, and this is Soldier's Angel. Soldier. through the eyes of a soldier. I'm a soldier's mother. Through the eyes of an angel, I am a soldier myself. No one walks away from this battle. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Make you cry, make
Okay, so this is a really quick dreamy story, a dreamy story. So this next song, we actually did, I don't know, like what, before the pandemic? It's like, who remembers? So this song I wrote in probably about 1973. It was on the Buckingham Nicks album, and it was supposed, I know, thank you. I was a cleaning lady at that point, and it was not that big of a deal. However, the song was supposed to be the single off of the Buckingham Nicks record. So when they put it out in 1973, in the summer, I think, it didn't really ever go out. So it was like, you know, it was great, and then it was released, and then the single was supposed to be, it was my song, it was going to be great. So it didn't really go out. So anyway, this is just to tell you about your dreams. Okay, this is my Just Ask Stevie column. If and when you think your dreams are falling apart, just ask Stevie. And she will tell you that in 1973, I wrote the song that you're going to hear in 1 second. And it never even got played because Buckingham Nicks never even toured. So not only was it not a single, the whole record actually tanked. And I mean, down the road, yes, everybody thought it was like this great, great record, but who knew? We certainly didn't know. So if you think your dreams are just trashing out and you're never going to make it to where you want to go, that's not true. Because I'm standing here tonight singing a song that was never heard in the world ever. In 1973. So it may take a while to get to your dreamy place, but you will get there. I promise you. I promise you. It's called Crying in the Night.
She'll leave you crying in the night.
So thank you. And don't forget that little words of the wise to the wise, to the almost wise, to the you'll be wise soon.
We'll be right back.
It has been a serious pleasure to be here with you tonight. I might just drop by to tell you some more stories at some point in the future. I'll call it Stevie 101. Take care of yourself. Be well. Be safe. Don't get sick. Don't even. Don't think about it. Never. You're going to all be wonderful. And me too. So take care. We'll see you again soon. It's been really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Breathe for love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, one more.
Good friends. All right. Thank you so much. We're so honored.